Happy hour on the Guy Benson Show, Wednesday edition. Thanks for being here. GuyBensonShow.com, that's our website. GuyBensonShow.com. The podcast is free on demand when the show is over. Also at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This hour is sponsored in part by the Finnish Long Drink, which is delicious. It is refreshing. We encourage you to drink responsibly. If you're 21 plus only, of course, you can check them out at TheLongDrink.com for more information. With us now is U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, a Republican of Tennessee. Senator, great to have you back here.
Always good to join you. Thank you.
So I have to ask you this question out of the gate, and hopefully it's not too much of a shocker to you, but I was having dinner the other night, and I was chatting with some folks, one of whom is very close with former President Trump, and we were talking about the election, what's upcoming, and the old popular fun conversation about potential running mates came up, and people were wondering, well, will it definitely be a woman or maybe not, and just interesting things being bandied about. And I will just tell you that your name did come up, and I'm wondering if that is something you would consider if you got that phone call.
Guy, I'm going to do whatever I can do to help President Trump be elected. We have a country to save. And, of course, I have my own race this year and will be focusing on that. But we have to make certain that President Trump wins this election. I think that as you look at what has happened with the primaries, we all know that there is no pathway forward for Nikki Haley. And the people have spoken. The polling shows how people have spoken. And we know that this primary is basically it's over with. We need to move to the general election and make certain that President Trump wins, that we take the Senate, that we keep the House, and that we do well at our state-level races and keep these state legislatures.
Okay, so you're going to do your part, whatever that might look like. Starting in Tennessee, that's your focus, but if something else were to come, I guess we will cross that bridge if and when we come to that. Let me ask you this about the issue of illegal immigration and the border crisis. I know you and I have spoken about this on numerous occasions. I just saw a few days ago President Biden declined to call what's happening at the border a crisis. We've seen deflections from the press secretary, from the vice president saying it's really Congress's fault for not taking up the Democrats, you know, amnesty bills that they put forward. That's the excuse that they're making. Meanwhile, we know that we have witnessed 8 to 10 million illegal crossings since Biden took office, with close to 2 million known gotaways. And our colleague here at Fox News, Griff Jenkins, just tweeted earlier that based on his sources at the border, we have already seen almost 100,000 known gotaways. So people that we saw or detected entering the country illegally but didn't have the resources to stop them. So almost 100,000 known gotaways that we're aware of since October already. So it's 800 to 1,000 a day. That's on top of the 10,000 roughly encounters per day being registered at the southern border. You know, Senator, as I said, we've talked about this many times. Somehow it is worse than ever right now.
Yes, it is. It's getting worse every single day. Hey, Guy, can we stop this a second? I've got a nosebleed.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Okay, so she was saying it's getting worse at the border every single day, and she can just pick it up from there.
Yes. What we know is that it's getting worse at the border every single day. We see this on the video footage. We hear from the Border Patrol. And you know, Guy, many of us who have spent time over the years at the border and talking to Border Patrol continue to hear from them, continue to hear from local law enforcement. And they tell us that it is getting worse. The numbers are getting higher. The gotaways, those numbers, as Griff was saying in his report, those are increasing. The fact that since October 1st, we've had those 30 known watch lists, terrorist watch lists, individuals that have come to the border. This is what is frightening people. And last night, I did a telephone town hall with Tennesseans. And we had several thousand people that were dialed in on a town hall, and the number one thing that they talked about was the border.
Yep.
Because every town's a border town. Every state is a border state right now because of what is happening at that border. It is the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking that is happening at the southern border. People are seeing it in their communities. They are seeing children that are poisoned by fentanyl. They are hearing the stories of friends and neighbors who have a child who has met a drug dealer or a pedophile online, and then they're being pulled into some of these human trafficking or sex trafficking rings. They are seeing in their school systems how children are coming in from so many different countries, 170 different countries last year, and need English as a second language teachers. They are seeing it in the emergency rooms and at their hospitals where people show up trying to get health care and do not have the ability to pay for that health care. And this is why people are beginning to say something has got to be done about this.
Yep, and what we're seeing from a number of governors, they have sent a letter to the administration demanding more federal support as they manage this problem. And so they've written to the President of the United States. I'm looking here at the letter. It's signed by the governors of New York, Arizona, California, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New Mexico. They basically want taxpayer federal bailouts to go to their states to help them deal with this fraction of the problem that Greg Abbott down in Texas has been sending to some of these places. And Bill Malugin, another colleague here at Fox News, points out that of the signatories to that letter, 7 of the 9 states represented are sanctuary states. So they say, oh, look, everyone, we're sanctuary states. We're not going to cooperate with federal enforcement. We're not going to cooperate with ICE. Everyone is welcome here. They read the poem from the Statue of Liberty. They do all their preening. And then they get just a little tiny taste of the daily onslaught and barrage at the border. And now they're coming hat in hand, begging for all of our taxpayer dollars to bail them out for the consequences of their stated sanctuary policies. Senator, I would imagine you're on the same page as I am. Not a single extra cent for any of these places, especially the sanctuary states.
Oh, you are so right about that. And people are saying, hey, wait a minute, you're the people that raised your hand and said, come on, come all.
Right.
And wanted to be a sanctuary city. So, and here's the thing, Guy, people around the world know this. They know where a sanctuary city is. And as you have seen some reporters who walk up to individuals that have come across the border and they've said, where do you want to go? And they will gleefully say, New York or Chicago or Denver or wherever. Now, the reason they're doing that is because they know people who have gone to those cities, or they've linked up with a cartel and they've said to the cartel, I don't have the money to pay you. But the cartel says, well, you can work it out. And the cartel puts a band on them. This is indentured servitude, and says, all right, we'll get you there. And then whether it is tying into an MS-13 gang or a gang or a drug trafficking ring or a labor trafficking ring or sex trafficking, those people then are bound to work for that cartel.
Yeah, no,
and
it is
give
just
them
wide,
the name of the city they go to.
Yes, wide scale human trafficking is what we're talking about. And that's just one component of this threat and of this problem. And I saw, I believe it was just yesterday, there was a conservative Hispanic on NPR getting fact-checked by the host because he was talking about an open border. They said, there is no open border. I'm sorry, nearly 2 million known gotaways since Biden took office, and Alejandro Mayorkas has admitted at least 85% of those encountered are being released into the country. That is functionally an open border, and it is the responsibility of one political party, and they expect us to ignore it, celebrate it, and pay for it. Absolutely not. Senator Marshall Blackburn of Tennessee, our guest here on the Guy Benson Show. Senator, we always do appreciate your time. Look forward to talking again very soon.
Happy to be with you. Thank you.
And we'll be right back on the Happy Hour. It's the Guy Benson Show.
America is listening to the Guy Benson Show.